Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You guys seem to enjoy when Frieda did the psychological profile of Biden, so we're going to have her do one to begin this show on Vladimir Putin. Frieda, you're on.
Thank you so much. You know, a president of Vladimir Putin isolates himself from society. He avoids social contact as much as possible. He completely disregards emotions and lacks any kind of empathy. He's 69 years old. He's a small man of 5'6" and says that he's 5'7". And he's been serving in this position since 2012 and previously held this office from 1999 until 2008. He has been in the intelligence KGB before this, and he's also been involved in all types of different security. He's really being compared today to Hitler. Though Hitler did not have nuclear weapons and committed to genocide. So for two decades, Putin has struck rivals as reckless and impulsive. So, you know, he's spoken about Ukraine, conspiracy theories about neo-Nazism and Western aggression, and berated his own foreign intelligence chief on camera. So he's definitely presenting himself as somebody who's unstable and a threat. He's one of our worst feared leaders in the world, actually, today. So he's somebody who has a very interesting background. Would you like me to continue and talk about his childhood?
Jimmy?
Yeah, I think, yeah, great. Let's give a little bit about his background and where he came from.
Yeah, so, you know, he's his reclusive character was found during his childhood when he had to grow up in a surrogate family that he'd been sent to by his biological parents. So this was a very traumatic time for Putin, and it led him to distrust people and only feel comfortable in the company of animals. And he has two dogs today that are his friends. His wound and loneliness are covered up with showing himself to be a dominant male. He fishes bare-chested. He brandishes rifles or riding a Harley-Davidson, you know, all to give the illusion of being this masculine, a superior figure. But, you know, the danger of being a dominant male also includes macho behavior and even violence. He physically abused his ex-wife. So his only obsession is power achieved through fear. So he portrays himself as someone who wants to really return to the USSR, Union of Socialist Republics. And he really wants to be admired and loved, believe it or not. Yet he's the most dangerous man in the world, as I said. So it's a very strange way for him to be loved. But, you know, his prognosis is that he is racing for time. So there's something strange going on. I'm wondering if this is because of the president we have now. They're also saying because of his health. He has had, sources have said, that he has had abdominal surgery for cancer in February. And he seems to be in pain while holding on to the armrest of his chair. If you ever see him on the media, on television, he's holding on to a table, a chair, and his leg is moving constantly. And his fingers are twitching. So sources say that he may be suffering from Parkinson's disease. So one is psychoneurological, and the other is a cancer problem in nature. So they're speculating, is the rush that he's going through with all this, does that have to do anything with his health? And we'll further see about that. So there's a lot going on behind the scene with this person who was not in his element as a child, who had to prove himself, and now he's continued to go into a place of really being bizarre and worse than he ever was, out of control.
Rita? So based on his personality type and the things that you're describing here, Dr. Birnbaum, how would his inner circle give him advice? Would they be at risk if they gave him contrary advice? He has a very tight circle you're talking about. So let's very briefly talk about what the decision-making cycle around him would look like.
Absolutely, and that's a great question. And in reality, there is no decision-making. He's a decision-maker, and they all know that. And the best they can do is agree with him. Their lives are in danger as well. So we're looking at that. You're right, people fear. And what gives him the power, feeling in charge and making up for his insecurity. His psychological makeup was very unstable, was very unreliable, and he himself is not mentally functioning on his own capacity. So he's definitely out of control, and the people around him know that, and they know that the only way that they can be okay is to agree with this man. You know, he's actually gone ahead and he has poisoned.
Well, you dropped off there, but just another quick point. I hope you can hear me here, Frida. But the latest event is he's silenced the media, declared basically martial law, and anybody within his country that questions him, he's apparently arresting or fining. So there's really no contrary position to, and he's attempting to keep control there. If that starts to break away, what's his response likely to be? And I think we only have about 2 minutes left.
You know,
did we lose you, Frida?
I think we lost her, Jimmy. But I think we got plenty of information out of Frida in the first. I think we got plenty of information from Frida out of the first segment. This guy sounds kind of dangerous to me. What about you?
No, I think it's very telling right now, based on the circumstances. There's a lot of apologists out there for Putin, and that's unfortunate because at this point he's becoming actually quite dangerous, and the situation is spiraling even more dangerously out of control. And in that type of situation where you don't have pressure from the outside,
right,
he could make the decision that actually creates a very, very devastating response, possibly even a nuclear response.
Yeah, you really have to wonder. You know, I feel somewhat fortunate that we have somebody like Frida, who is a, you know, PhD clinical psychologist, who can give us some insight into this guy. Because the guy, you know, as she did with Biden, because you really have to know what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying, Jimmy? We got a minute.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have to know. And a lot of people, you know, want to accept the fact that there was some justification for this. As they strive for that, it becomes more apparent that there's no justification, and it's somewhat, if not irrational, maybe it's logical from his perspective,
right,
but it's very damaging long-term to Russia. They will lose on no matter what on this, and it's a very difficult situation.
No, it really is. The situation is difficult. We're going to be talking about it for the rest of the show, but it's a very, very intriguing situation over there. And what makes it even more intriguing is, what Dr. Birnbaum said about this guy, looking at him basically from a psychological standpoint. I mean, I'm not a psychologist. All I know is if I like somebody or if I don't like somebody. And, life goes on. Quick commercial break, you guys. We're going to be right back.